I'm Jamie with your latest headlines. Coming up, the family of a Freedom Boy campaigned for funding for an operation, a new scanner unveiled at the...
That was Jamie reading the local news as part of his traineeship at Summer Valley FM, which we deliver with our educational partners at Bath College. Jamie is a 21-year-old on the autistic spectrum with Asperger's syndrome. He is bright, but when he came to us, it was on the back of 2 years on benefits with little employment experience and certainly nothing fulfilling. He was, as he now reflects, effectively unemployable, and he was living as a dependent. Progress, however, was steady, and a few months in, he was off to a job interview. We'll pick up with Jamie a little bit later, but he is one of hundreds of people that have made themselves employable at Summer Valley FM through radio training and the development of transferable skills. What we do, though, is not unique. Far from it. During August 2016, I went travelling around the UK to see how other community broadcasters were improving the employability and life chances of their volunteers through radio training. Matthew is a visually impaired presenter at Sunny Govan in Glasgow.
So for me, you know, I'm really into DJing, I'm really into putting music together, I'm really interested in showcasing my talent, and for so many people, everyone has, you know, a story to tell when they come here. That is the key of what Sunny Govan and really so many other community stations are about. It's about the people and what they want to achieve in their career and their aspirations and goals.
And I'll be back to one of Britain's beacons of community broadcasting in a tick. But over at Siren FM in Lincoln, I follow an important line of thought with their manager, Andrew David, who not only runs the community station but also works for the university and, incidentally, is a one-time chair of the Community Media Association. What I was keen to find out is Andrew and his team training students and volunteers for the professional broadcast networks, or is their training more about a wider set of skills that make people more employable whatever their career choice?
It's the latter. It always has to be, because there are not enough broadcast jobs for all the journalists and all the media production students who are turned out by universities across the United Kingdom. However, if you can give them skills where they become more employable, because one of the things that broadcasting does is increases your confidence. Community radio gives a wonderful platform to give confidence to people who may in the education system have been told they're not worth anything and have been remaindered. And I've seen legion examples, not just here, but across the whole of the network when I was chair of the CMA, of places where they just stolidly carry on with people who most people would have given up with.
At Erewash Sound in the East Midlands, they traditionally see their role as empowering their area with a clear identity that separates them from the two well-known neighbouring cities. But as Jeff Martin tells me, they are now expanding their training. And one of their motives for doing this is personal to Jeff.
When I first set up Erewash Sound, it was all about providing a community station for the community of Erewash, and it's still there today. But the thing that I get the most buzz out of all now is taking somebody, comes in here, doesn't matter how old they are, who've never done radio before, they've just got a keen interest in their community, a keen interest in communicating, and to put them through our training programme. And you know, I'm as proud as punch every time somebody makes their debut on air. Whether they go on to have a career in radio or whether that just helps them be happier in their life, then to me that makes it all worthwhile.
Sunny Govan have an impressive range of projects that really help the people of Govan deal with acute issues of poverty and homelessness. But sticking with our theme today, I asked their training manager about their employability work.
We use radio as the hook. You know, lots of young people don't want to go on an employability course. It's not that exciting for them. But they might be music and radio orientated, and coming to Sunny Govan, they can fulfil their ambitions to get involved in radio. They can also learn core life skills that will help them to not just get a job, but sustain employment, which is crucial in this day and age as well.
Do you know roughly how many people that you're training per year who are going on to get fulfilling jobs?
I'd say annually about 120 people. For young people, we would say about 50 young people.
Steve Engelfoyle there. And like Jeff, the passion of trainers is key to how we use community media to improve people's life chances. But on this particular afternoon I was at Sunny Govan, the evidence of what they achieve was all around in their busy and thriving offices and studio.
My name's Amanda. Basically, I'm an apprentice for business and administration, so I'll get assessed and things while I work here.
What does Sunny Govan mean to you?
Well, they're helping me further my education, which is good, and they're giving me opportunities no one else would have given me, which is awesome.
Hello, I'm Mariana Demetrio. I just completed my HNC and HND in radio production at City of Glasgow College, and I am here at Sunnygovern to volunteer and gain experience for future employment. Sunnygovern has a massive listenership, and it's well known in Scotland anyway, and it means a lot to me that I am working here, just due to the opportunity that it brings to me and the fact that they have faith in me having a show live.
Where do you hope to be in, say, 5 years' time?
In 5 years' time, I hope to be employed.
Employed and doing something you want to do.
That's it, really.
That'll do.
All over the country, community radio is empowering people with voices and skills that improve lives. It goes to the heart of what we do. We must nurture and grow this. We must also shout about it and open ears. Those ears need to include government, because community radio is saving the taxpayer millions of pounds by helping people off benefits and into being contributing taxpayers.
And we will make Britain a country that works not for a privileged few, but for every one of us.
Uh-huh. But what about Jamie? Well, he left us a few weeks ago to take up a position as a data manager with a social housing group. He is now living independently.
I think I've changed a lot over the last 6 months. My social confidence and self-esteem have gone up a lot, and I'm able to interact with people far more naturally than I used to. Although, most importantly, I'd say that I started with no prospects for a decent job at all. It was really difficult for me to find any kind of employment, and what employment I could find was far below what I felt I was capable of, and it wasn't fulfilling. Yet now, I've just secured a job with a well-respected local firm, and I'll be working for them full-time from now on.
Before he left, I asked him to write his own case study that we could use to encourage others to benefit from the same opportunity. Now, if I sat down for a whole day in front of a blank sheet of paper and summoned all my literary skills such as they exist and any passing muse that might happen to be fluttering by, I could never have come up with a better line when he wrote, "After completing my traineeship at Summer Valley FM, I am no longer the Jamie defined by my Asperger's, but the Jamie defined by my aspirations."
That's the latest. I'm Jamie.